Here's how I did it. Rich Dad said that a person has to become an investor as well as a business owner to become rich. Before Rich Dad, I had leased most of my stores. After listening to Robert, I realized that I should be investing in real estate so that I could make investments that would provide financial security. So with my CEO Kevin Krippa's help, the company bought 5 acres of land. The location was great, and we grabbed it. We used $225,000 of company money for the down payment and took out a loan from the bank for an additional $225,000. Rich Dad says to use the bank's money to create cash flow, and that's what we did. We then traded the land and formed an LLC, a limited liability corporation, a joint venture with a developer. They constructed a 73,000-square-foot office building. The developer paid us back our original $225,000, assumed the loan on the land, and gave us 21% ownership of the building, which is now filled with tenants and cash flowing nicely. Next, we leveraged our $1 million worth of equity in this joint venture to secure 100% financing to construct a second building and leased it to our store. We have continued to leverage our equity position in each of our properties in order to build 3 more stores that we own. We have plans to build 2 additional stores over the next 2 years. In the past 5 years, I made more money in real estate than I did in 23 years in the furnishings business. If I sold my furnishings business, the real estate could support me. I have also branched out to own other businesses. For instance, Terry's Consign and Design Furnishings is being licensed to the national level using the concept of trading in furniture. While developing this new idea, we realized that we needed the software that would support the consignment industry. So we recently invested in FernServe Software, Inc., which has the only software program that supports the consignment segment. With this software, we designed an exclusive consignment and trading system used by Terry's Consign and Design licensees. We did a trade. We get use of the software, and the computer company gets equity in what we're going to do with it. Before meeting Robert Kiyosaki for the second time, I had bought a portion of the company. When I saw Robert Kiyosaki recently, it was at the Pat McMahon morning talk show in Phoenix, Arizona, where we both were guests. After Robert listened to my interview, he invited me to attend one of his seminars. After going to the seminar, my reaction was wow. I saw that owning the software company made sense because I could license the software. I bought more of the company. The seminar also showed me why buying homes and renting them made such good sense because they created cash flow. So I also started another company with 2 other people. We purchase houses, furnish them with items from Terry's Consign and Design Furnishings, and rent them. Currently, I am concentrating on licensing my company's name, the concept of trading in furniture, and the consignment software. Our annual revenues, including the furnishings business, now exceed $55 million. With Rich Dad's guidance, I used other people's money and ideas and applied them to generate greater success in my own business. You can succeed if you believe in yourself. Without Rich Dad, I wouldn't have known that everything is affordable. A person doesn't have to be rich to follow his principles, just willing to learn about what is possible, and then go and do it. With Rich Dad, I learned how to work smarter and not try to run everything myself. I followed Rich Dad's teachings and surrounded myself with a strong advisory team. I know that the buildings I own will fund my retirement. Not having to worry about my future finances lets me breathe easier. Even better, I can expand into other interests, including speaking, which has turned into yet another business. Thank you, Rich Dad, for your inspiration.